from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. It is Saturday, April 25th. This is America's Heroes Group Roundtable, legally speaking, with Steve. And we're going to be talking to Steve in just a moment. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and National Death History Month. And as you all know, public policy, veterans affairs, retired and active, housing, legal, health, finance, women, millennials, veteran service organizations, military families, veterans court, outside the city, and universities. We reach everybody. And one thing I want to mention right now, because it was just so happy to see our digital media producer, Manny Cortazari. He has been off and with this illness. And we have prayed for him every week, and today he showed up. He's not working yet, but hey, get in here. We are so pleased that God has been good to me, and that's fantastic. And, of course, our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our assistant digital media producer doing a great job, Titus Williams. Titus? Yeah, Titus, doing a great job. So this is fantastic. We want to, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275, office number 312-781-1977, and of course, Steve is so good to us and all those great people that we're able to talk with. And he is a founding attorney of Seidman Law Office, experienced trial lawyer, focused on personal injury, sponsor, and America's Heroes Group advisory board member. Been with us and done so much for so many of our people. Give us some legal update. First, let me say, how are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you, Cliff and good. Manny. I'm sorry I'm not there to actually see you. That's great news. Last month, we were very worried about you over last month. It's wonderful that
right.
He's back.
Yes, he certainly is.
It's been quite a month since we've talked last. And when I was last talking to you, Cliff, about a month ago, we were at that point fairly concerned about whether or not the VA money would be used towards the general public, if you recall. Actually, in March, at the end of March, there was the relief bill, the coronavirus relief bill. And did you know that nearly $20 billion out of that relief bill was supposed to be put towards the Department of Veteran Affairs to ensure that they would get the money and that $15.85 billion of it was to be marked to go to Veterans Health Administration to cover the treatment for veterans with COVID at the VA hospital, civilian urgent care clinics, and emergency rooms. Now, the interesting part, however, is that just today, and while many people have received money in their accounts because of that particular bill, if you recall, I just read an article just this morning that pointed out that the Veteran Affairs throughout the hospitals and facilities went over 400 deaths in the United States. It was a grim milestone that was reached yesterday. And in fact, as of Friday morning, 6,400 veterans in the VA medical care system tested positive, but many have passed, unfortunately. And the leader at the VA that's most, or the VA system, is, believe it or not, New Orleans, which has the most active coronavirus cases. And then it's followed by New York City VA hospitals. To date, 133 hospital and healthcare facilities have recorded at least one death because of the coronavirus. And the interesting part is that the VA has come under fire as these infections spread among veterans. And the reason that they've come under fire is because, guess what, money hasn't been flowing there. And in fact, the VA, even Robert Wilkie, the VA secretary, said, hey, early on, we didn't have enough PPP, which is the personal protective equipment, for an optimal situation. Since we fixed it, he said, as it went on during March, but at the end of the day, lots of people have been passing away. And even though the vice president the other day, just on Wednesday, said how proud of his team at the VA he was, the fact is that there's a fellow named Rick Weidman, not related to Seidman, who's the executive director of government affairs at Vietnam Veterans of America. And he said, and this is something that anybody in the Vietnam War would remember, they're denying, denying, denying. And just like it's Agent Orange claim, deny, deny, mm-hmm. until we all die. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he says the problem is that what the VA has been doing is telling people, don't come in, call. And when people call, they ask what their symptoms are, and they say, listen, just stay home and rest, and let us know if it gets a whole lot worse. One of their problems why they're telling people not to come in is because they have shortage of personal protective equipment devices or equipment. Wow. And without that, obviously, the healthcare workers mm-hmm. Are at risk. So even though that $20 billion has been earmarked and should be in the hands of VAs across the country, VA hospitals and facilities, unfortunately, it's not. And so we're seeing an increase and an uptick over the last couple of weeks of this disease with outcome that's not obviously well, doesn't end well. And, of course, we know that vets are particularly at risk from this epidemic because of a lot of things, right? Their age, most veterans, at least of the Vietnam era, in 2017, I think the median age was 64. Mm-hmm. Their average age was 58, 91% were male, and the largest group served in Vietnam. And now, of course, younger veterans were deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. And while Agent Orange was the Vietnam folks were exposed to Agent Orange, folks over in Iraq and Afghanistan, they're exposed to obviously the dust storms, the oil fires, mm-hmm. burn pits. They had a high rate of asthma and other respiratory illness. And of course, age and respiratory illnesses are both risk factors for COVID. Mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that's why we're seeing 400 deaths just in veterans' hospitals alone. You know, there are other reasons that veterans, as opposed to other people, are more at risk. Some people live in dangerous residential facilities, such as VA facilities that are crowded, or state-funded VA homes that are residential facilities that are crowded. We saw that with the Legionella outbreak in Quincy a couple years ago. In Massachusetts, soldiers' homes, there was a horrific situation in Holyoke, Massachusetts, where more than 40 veteran residents died from a COVID-19 outbreak in one facility. So, and many times we've seen vets have benefits unfairly denied with diminished access to health care. And one thing I wanted to bring up is that mental health, the situation with mental health, has really, and I'm talking about suicides, and you know, we've talked about this before, that the veterans average 20, over 20 a day people who kill themselves, who take their own lives on a normal situation. Mm-hmm. Under suicide hotlines now for veterans, were up by 12% as of March 22nd, and even higher since then. And because of that, we have major, you know, concerns to worry about. I saw Beyonce today donated $6 million to mental health relief amid coronavirus, the pandemic, to communities of color fighting the mental health issues
Great.
That come with the COVID-19 pandemic. And
Great.
My gosh, there's a lot of them. And that's because of the isolation, the social distancing. And so what I would say, because we've talked about suicide on other shows, that is very, very important for people to seek out help, to go to that, to go to the hotlines, and talk about this, and make sure that if they're feeling blue or depressed, that they reach out. You know, a lot said about these things being available for veterans, and veterans ought to take that up.
So. Well stated, Steve. It's a lot of great information. Hopefully. Things are going to get. Do we see things probably getting better?
Well, I just watched the governor, not the governor of talk radio. That would be you, but but I watched Governor Pritzker's press conference just a couple hours ago, and he said there were, you know, I think there were 80 deaths today, but it hasn't peaked. I think things are going to get better. You know, the good news. I was talking to one of my oldest and dearest friends today, who's a physician, who says that. What he has seen in the hospitals, both downtown at one of the major hospitals and in the suburbs up north, mm-hmm. where there's been an increase in hospitalizations over the last couple of days. And that's bad, because what that shows is we're going back 14 days when they were exposed. And so we go backwards 14 days, and that's when these folks were exposed, and now they're in the hospital. So it indicates perhaps we're seeing that the people who were exposed are now getting into the hospital. The problem we're going to have, as he pointed out, this physician, is that when the weather starts getting nice, and thank goodness today it's a crummy day. I would never usually say thank goodness.
I know it. You want people to stay in.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you. You know, I'm looking out my window downtown. I don't see anybody. Uh-huh. And I think that once people start to go on the bike paths and the running paths, and they're out together and want to go on the boats and golf courses, which are presumably going to open, you know, we could have this infection, you know, rise again. And of course, that's a real concern. You know, we could all hope, right, that eventually it's going to come to a, you know, kind of a downward trend.
You know, Counselor, what I think about, the only thing I can think about relative to this was polio.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I don't know. Well, whether you may be too young to remember that.
No, I remember it in Salk, S-A-L-K. He was the guy that came up with the vaccine.
Salk, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Jonas Salk.
Salk, you're absolutely correct. We are so pleased, as always, to have this wonderful gentleman, attorney Stephen J. Seidman, founding attorney of Seidman Law Office, experienced trial lawyer focused on personal injury, sponsor, and America's Heroes Group advisory board member, and has been giving us such great information for so long. We just appreciate him. Somebody wants to ask him a question, make a comment. The WVON call-in number is 312-374-8130. And, of course, you can always call Steve himself, the Seidman Law Office, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office number is 312-781-1977. Counselor, what else should we...
Well, you know, while we're on it, I mean, I think another major news story with regards to veterans, because I think they'll appreciate this. You remember Brett Crozier, he was the captain... and I say was because he was demoted over the COVID-19. You recall he was the one that was on the Roosevelt warship. He said he was one of those on the ship, as I understand it, who unfortunately it was the Theodore Roosevelt, USS Theodore Roosevelt, and he actually came down with the symptoms of COVID-19. one of his Navy people on the ship passed away from it. And before that, he raised a stink about it. He said, look, we need to have people off of the ship or mm-hmm. to quarantine the ship. And he made a very strident plea, let's put it that way, that the crew had to be protected. Well, guess what happened? The Navy bounced them out and said, look, you didn't follow chain of command.
Right.
What you did is you acted without going up the chain of command. And, you know, despite the fact that, you know how it is, the chain of command could have taken weeks. And so they bounced them. And now, of course, there is a very large move afoot to go ahead and to try to get them back on reinstated
right.
his position.
Mm-hmm.
When he was taken off of the ship or demoted, the people on the ship were applauding him because he was out there to protect. And I think what I'm understanding, and it's he wanted to evacuate 4,200 sailors from the ship, but he wanted to do it for the health and safety.
Exactly.
And and so it's unfortunate that sometimes we all understand in the military there's a chain of command. We get it.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
you know, when in a situation like this that's unprecedented, clearly, when it's spreading like wildfire, like it has
yeah.
on the cruise ships, not much different, is it?
That's right.
Everybody's in close proximity.
That's right.
You know, the man tried to take some action.
Yep.
And he got it bad for it.
Yep.
But we hope to see him reinstated to that position. I think it's all veterans should kind of support that.
You're right,
because he was actually out to help them.
I think you're right, Steve.
So
let's take a call before we run out of time for you. Tommy, hi. You're on WVON 1690, talking with Consul Steve Seidman. How are you, Tommy? Are you there? Hello, hello, hello.
I guess to be rolled out.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead, Tommy.
Riddle me this mystery. How come every time money is supposed to be rolled out, and especially when it comes to our veterans, they don't get it. Nobody knows where it's at, and all the accountants seem to go to Disneyland. Have a good day.
You could be better said. You know, I'm jealous as could be over certain people I know who have been fortunate enough to get the grant money in their businesses, and it's a wonderful thing. They got their checks in the bank right away. They got notice from their bank that it's in. So here you have $20 billion. Billion. It's not like that Austin Powers million.
Mm-hmm.
We got $20 billion of which is supposed to be in the bank accounts of VA to go help, and we still can't get personal protective equipment for the people out there as of this week. Why is that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why is that? Mm-hmm. So I think that's an excellent question.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy does have an excellent question. Tell us where we're going, Steve.
Well, I think where we're going is hopefully in a better place quite soon. I want to mention one other thing, if I could.
Please.
And something that we have talked about before mm-hmm. On the show, which was the earplug case. You remember the 3M earplug case?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those were earplugs that were manufactured by 3M and Aero that were allegedly, I say allegedly because clearly they were not done or manufactured correctly. And in fact, the manufacturers was Aero, 3M purchased Aero. And what happened is that these earplugs were totally ineffective. And the testing allegedly, and there are lawsuits, there's a lot of lawsuits over this, but the testing over this was sort of fudged, okay?
Yeah.
And it came over a whistleblower complaint, and it got out in the open that they fudged the test results, led to a lot of suits. Well, that litigation is still going on, and the defense from 3M is immunity. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
That means that, hey, the government, since we did the government, we cannot be charged with anything. And in fact, the latest on this is that 3M and Aero have been raising the government contractor immunity affirmative defense, meaning they're arguing they're immune from liability because they're government contractors.
Right, I remember.
That's
that.
One of their main defenses. And, of course, we say, or the people who are in leadership of this, who are running the litigation, are saying, hey, you don't disclose it, you fudge it to the government, you conceal the bad test results of the product, people right. lose their hearing, mm-hmm. and you want the immunity of the government? Not right. So that's where that's at.
Steve, thank you as usual. Great information. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too now. Bye. Steve Seidman, one of our great sponsors. We appreciate him. Stay with us. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SEIDMAN Law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.